Hey, this is Emma Stone, and you're listening to episode 100 of This Blonde Can Talk About Anything with your host, Melanie. Can't believe she made it to 100 episodes.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 100. But you already know that it's episode 100 because my introductor said that. My introductor, Emma Stone. Anyway, I'm Melanie with two L's. The spelling of your name doesn't change from one week to the next, except for the one time for me when it did, which I'm not going to talk about because I detailed that in a podcast already. I don't remember which episode it was. So if you wanted to find out, you'd have to go listen to them all. If I sound cranky, it's probably because this is my fourth time starting the podcast in one day. If the sound quality is bad, it's because the mini mic sounds better and I'm not using the mini mic today for, I don't know why, I'm just not. I need to get a new microphone. This one is dying. Or it might be dead, I don't know. But I haven't decided which one I want to get. Because I always have this impulse to get like a pink microphone because it's cute. But just because it's cute doesn't mean that it's going to sound good. So I don't really want to do that. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. This is episode 100. If this was a TV show, I would be very excited to have 100 episodes. But I just don't feel that excited that it took me like 4 years to get to 100 episodes, considering there are 52 weeks in a year. But here we are. I got here faster than I expected because there were fires in LA and I was doing like informative episodes twice a week for like a month or so. So I ended up, you know, banking episodes, whatever. I don't have a celebrity guest for you. My mom's here.
Hi.
But I don't have a celebrity guest for you. And I'll tell you why. It's because of the fires. And I didn't feel comfortable reaching out to people, but I'm going to start. So if you follow the Instagram, you already know Tom Bergeron is returning for the third time, which just goes to show you that Patrick Mahomes can't three-peat, but Tom Bergeron and I can. And Lucas Graviel will be here probably June. And Francis Ford Coppola will be here eventually. We don't have a topic. It's a mess. I don't even know where I'm going with this, but it's episode 100. So you should, you know, expect the unexpected. And before you assume that Dennis might be here, he is not. So there's that. I don't think Dennis will ever be back. I don't think so. So you got lucky. And if you don't know about Dennis, you can go listen to episode, I think, 8. I don't know what episode it is. But if you look on whatever app you're listening to this on, it's called that episode is titled, Is It Really Fun to Stay
at the
YMCA? And I don't know. I don't think I've ever stayed at the YMCA. Actually, I did. Yes, I did. Because I got stuck overnight somewhere and I can't, well, I was with you. So I don't know why you're saying, okay. And that was the only time I ever stayed at the YMCA.
It was a snowstorm.
And we got stuck there and we had to sleep at the YMCA. And I highly don't recommend it. They like come in your room in the middle of the night and like shine a flashlight to make sure that you don't have like other people in your room. It was the longest night of my life. And they put me and my mom in bunk beds.
Oh, Lord.
Which is fucking weird. I don't know. Just so to answer that question, I don't think it would be fun to stay at the YMCA again. And I guess I shouldn't have even called the podcast that because Dennis didn't stay at the YMCA. He just fucked the pool and got stuck. And if that doesn't make sense to you, go listen to the episode because I am not explaining it. This is my mom's friends, not mine.
No, no.
No? Okay, so where does Dennis come from?
My work.
And how did he get to my house?
He needed a car, and I needed a driver, so I gave him my car, and he drove me to work.
So then you guys became friends?
No, we became friends, and then he became my driver.
And if you've ever watched any episode of Bob's Burgers, if you see Teddy, that's Dennis. I'm so convinced. I am so convinced. that somebody met Dennis and just decided to make a character based on him, because there's like one episode where he's like, okay, Bob, I'll marry Linda and you can be my son. And it, that sounds like
Pretty
something
much.
that is. Does it not?
It sure does.
It sounds like something Dennis would do.
Absolutely. But I'm kind of glad to be away from Dennis.
No, to be honest with you, I would take Dennis. I would take 100 Dennises over a lot of people that I've met in my life.
Yeah, me
Why
too.
is she silent? My mom meets every single
I
fucking
do. I
weirdo.
have the well, Melanie made me meet the last weirdo, but that's okay.
Are you
He
talking about
was the
Chucky?
Walmart weirdo.
Okay, no, she can't blame this on me. I did a whole episode about how somebody
Yes,
on here
never mind, never
assaulted
mind.
me, and that person that assaulted me was a person that was homeless that I met in Walmart. And then my mom like told her where there was a place where she could live. And yeah.
She's blaming me, but she actually told her mom, you should tell her there's apartments available in our building.
I did not tell you that.
You did tell
No,
her
I did
that, but
not. That
okay.
is a lie.
For one, I stood outside of a nail salon for 1 hour and 20 minutes while those two talked about
Yeah, well,
movies.
I can talk to anybody about movies for hours and hours and hours and hours, but it doesn't mean that I want them to come and live in my apartment.
I didn't want her in my apartment.
She wanted to. Okay, we're not going to talk about that. So my mom wants to talk to you about
Two
what
things.
happens when you're friends with someone who is famous and they come to town to film a TV show or a TV pilot, I should say. I'm not going to say who it is. And you've somehow managed to be acquaintances with some people who like to
Stock.
stalk celebrities because they are jobless. And if they can't get information out of me, they think they could get it out of
My
my
mom.
mom. So what happened?
Well, I got a text message from someone who said, this person is in town. And I said, yes, I know. Melanie told me this about like almost a week ago. And I got a text message back that says, Melanie will not even tell us where this person is.
First of all, like, hold the phone. Who is us?
Her and her friends.
Her friends who don't like me.
Right.
Her friends who date each other.
Sure.
And the boyfriend used to try so hard to like get with me, but I have heels higher than his girlfriend's standards. And now this girlfriend of his is worried that I'm gonna steal her boyfriend.
She shouldn't worry
I'm
because
not interested. I
Melanie
am.
doesn't do short men. But
Oh my
anyway,
God.
so I get a response on my text message that says, why didn't Melanie tell us he was
But
in
again, who the fuck was
town?
us?
So I replied, you know what? This is a job, unlike you guys running around. So the long and the short of it is I blocked this person on my phone. I've blocked these people from my life. If I saw them, I would pretend that I'd never met them before and just keep walking.
The funny part is that that person that sent the text actually blocked me because I wouldn't say where this person was. And then they were like, don't worry about it. My friends already found him. And so I just have to say this because it needs to be said. You should not be standing outside of a set where somebody is filming because it is their job and you're distracting them from your job. That would be like me going to Forever 21 and doing cartwheels naked. Like you're just trying to distract people or like, I don't get it. But I don't understand how you can be so jobless that you not only go the once, you go like multiple days over and over to bother this person to the point where I've seen a video of that person with the person that keeps going back every day. And this person is so nice and so warm and like loves to meet their fans. But if his mouth didn't say it, his face said fuck you
Yeah,
to in
for
these
sure.
pictures. Like it really was in this video. And it bothers me because these are people who they go to the airport, okay? And they wait there from very early in the morning until like late at night just to see in case somebody famous is coming into town that day. And that is not normal. I don't even know. Like, I've been on planes and flights where there were famous people because I'm usually, well, I was flying to LA that time, but it's usually LA or New York. And so it would make sense that there could be, famous people on the flight because it's LA and New York. But I don't go up to them just because they're famous. Now, I'm not saying that if I'm stuck in a lounge with Ben Affleck, I'm not going to go up to him, or if I'm stuck in a lounge with Robert Duvall, that I wouldn't go up to him and say, "Hey, I'm, really appreciate you for the work that you've done," because I actually do appreciate the work and I actually pay to watch the movies. These are people who just won't even pay to watch movies. They watch it on like not even like a streaming service like Netflix, like a streaming service like illegal piracy. And then they want to go and they expect that they, and how many times I've heard them say they owe us.
Always.
No, the
Can I?
only thing an actor owes the public is his or her performance. After that, we don't owe you anything. And I'm not saying I'm famous. All I'm saying is after I go and complete the work that I've been paid to do, I don't owe you anything. After Ben Affleck goes and does the work that he's been paid to do, he does not owe you anything. Are you going to have a coughing fit?
No, I'm
Oh,
good.
okay.
But thanks.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this and you have the idea that you should do these things, don't. By all means, if they're doing like a Q&A or an event or something in your city and they expect that you will be there, go. And especially if it's somebody that you really love, and tell them that. Tell them that you love them and tell them that you appreciate their work. Don't go for people that you don't care about just because taking pictures with somebody famous gets you off. Like, it is not fucking normal to stalk people just to get a picture. And some of these people take a picture with somebody they don't even know who it is.
Okay, can I say something about that? I remember the first time I went with Melanie. It was to see some people, but I didn't know who they
It
are.
was no, it was for Canadian Screen Awards and
Okay.
with Ryan Reynolds.
And anyway, some person's shoe broke, and I was there trying to, of course, fix the shoe
With eyelash glue.
with eyelash glue. And there was these two little boys, little Chinese boys.
Children, they were not Chinese, they were just white kids.
Okay, children, and they were all dressed up. And these people ran up to them and said, "Can we take your picture? Are you famous?" And I said, "Yes." And I was sitting there going, "What the hell? This is stalking, borderline stalking. Are you famous? Take out these big, big pictures to sell on the
My
internet."
favorite part of that particular day was that there was a man walking by in a suit.
Oh my God, he was like
Because these people are not the types
cultured.
who dress up. They just,
Oh.
they don't even get a shower before they go to the event. He was walking by and they were trying to stop him. And he's like, "I'm on a lunch run," and he just keeps going. Like, he was like a business man, and people are just weird.
But you know, all that to say, they're just people. So, like, if they want to come to you, let them. And if they don't run after them. That's so sad.
There were people at Toronto International Film Festival who were, it was the premiere for We Live in Time with Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, and Florence was sick that day, so she didn't. Okay, you were there.
How was
She
it?
didn't. She didn't do anything really. Like, she did a few people, but she didn't do like the whole line. And I would say Andrew did majority of it. But people were still not happy, and they went to the back of the building and banged on Florence's car. Do you think if she didn't stop in the front and
Not
you,
gonna stop in this
well,
line.
it
Not gonna
doesn't mean
stop.
she's not going to stop because some people do. But if she's in her car and you're banging on it, do you think that she's not going to be like terrified or like at the very least uncomfortable? That's not normal. And then they like chased Andrew Garfield into a corner so that they could get a picture with him because he didn't want to do pictures. And they chased him like into like a dead end. So he had no choice but to take pictures.
Was it near a grocery store?
No, there was no grocery store. They were not on a date with Andrew Garfield since Andrew Garfield takes all his dates to the grocery store. We're not going to talk about that because nobody here is interested in Andrew Garfield. This is the Ben Affleck podcast. I love you, Ben. Call me. What else did I want to say? Oh, did anybody watch Everybody's Live with John Mulaney this week? I don't know if you remember back in like May, I tried calling like every day when it was called Everybody's in LA with John Mulaney. And I never got through, and I didn't get through this week either. But this week he was talking about people who lend money. And I wanted to call in and tell him about someone who lent a lot of money and gave away a lot of their stuff and even gave away stuff that didn't belong to them. And it was my mom.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you about that, John Mulaney, but you didn't answer my call again.
Come on, John, pick up the phone. She's all alone.
No. Okay, first of all, I'm not into John that way. I actually,
It's a joke.
I have to say this. This is probably going to make me sound gay. I like his wife more than I like him, but because I think Olivia's just so beautiful and she's so talented. And all this to say I'm not gay at all because I'm in love with Ben Affleck. And I have been since I'm a child.
I can attest to that. I
Which.
got spider, not Batman light in my storage
What else
closet.
Batman do you have?
Oh, I think pajamas and jogging suits and workout suits and
Bras.
pillows and phone cases and bralettes
No,
and
it's a bra.
oh yeah, there's a lot of it.
I have a bathing suit, bikini, a Batman bikini. I have a lot of Batman stuff because I was really into Batman when Ben Affleck was playing Batman. But now that he's not, I don't know if
She gave up.
I gave up on him, not him, on Batman. And I think I might be giving up on Spider-Man too. I need
Spider-Man.
one of those sound effects things that was like,
Me
that
too.
I'm like, Gene Belcher, can I please have that? That you know he has like a if anybody watches Bob's Burgers, he has this like toy guitar that he got from Louise.
Banjo.
Banjo.
He's got it. Oh, he watched the movie. Never mind. You're
What
doing
movie?
banjo.
How does that go?
Banjo. Banjo. Ask your friend. He'll tell you.
Banjo is what is that?
I don't remember. Listen, I'm 108 years old. Cut me some
I'm
slack.
pretty sure Dennis was the prototype for Teddy on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, pretty
If you
much.
ever wondered, like, what
Can't.
Dennis.
You know, there was an episode where they had a boat on the
Gosh.
water with the steering wheel from the
See?
truck.
Yeah.
That's Dennis.
Trying to make his ex-wife jealous.
Yeah. Remember when we got off his boat one time and
Yeah.
his wife, his kids, her babies, all there waiting for
To be
this.
fair, okay, they were divorced. It was not his wife anymore.
But she wanted him back and I didn't want him. I just wanted to. You know, he came to get me to go boating because at the time I was not feeling well, much like today.
You want to go boating?
No, I just don't feel well.
Do you want me to call Jason and see if he can pick you up in the vessel?
Yes, I still have my vessel, Jason Spencer.
People are going to be listening to this and they don't understand. They're going to not
That's
know where we're
okay.
going with
Jason
this.
Spencer will know.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Oh, now I sound like Cody Rhodes.
I don't know. I want to talk about spring is here. How about that?
Spring is here, and I haven't seen a single robin. So until I see one, it's not really spring.
Okay. Why are you a pessimist?
I'm not. I'm a realist. Oh my
Banjo.
gosh, this is like you're so quiet. It's like dead air, Dean.
Not oh, Dead Air Dean.
I did a whole episode on Dean.
I know,
I
I
wonder
know.
what ever happened to Dean.
He probably died in
Why would you
Inco's
say something like
pit.
that? Why would you say something like that?
He was very sick, man.
He was a strange man,
He was a
yes.
sick man.
I have apparently and I've inherited from my mother the ability to attract really strange people.
No, that's not my ability because I've met her strange people. Like, okay, let me share this because I need to.
Oh no.
I met this girl. If you want to call her that,
Who is it?
a girl.
Oh.
And I
Oh
met her
no.
boyfriend too at like Marvel.
Marvel.
When we went and seen Ryan Reynolds,
Oh, that was at Deadpool.
Deadpool. And
And yeah,
this
what?
girl,
Oh no.
this girl can have panic attacks, cry fits in like 2 seconds flat. You want to run the other way. Okay. I personally saw that and wanted to. Not sure if I wanted to grab her and try and comfort her
You
or
didn't
push her
see
far, far away.
you.
She was so mad because she didn't get a bobblehead.
That was Sarah.
No,
Oh,
that wasn't.
well,
That
that was
wasn't.
Sarah that was mad about the bobblehead thing because she was like, you should have gave it to me.
No,
It
actually.
was Sarah. She said it to me as she was coming into the building.
Regardless, this person is so cruel.
But you never seen this person have a panic attack. You're very lucky to not have seen it.
I had a panic attack on the phone with her when she was trying to tell me that her boyfriend was her husband, and she was telling everybody that he was her husband,
You had a panic
and
attack?
that she would, no, she had a
You just
panic
said I
attack on
had
the phone. I had a panic attack listening to her. You know, some people, all they want to do is get married, but don't do it. Not in this generation,
This
people.
person who will remain nameless
Yes, she will
had
take a ring from the dollar store. She
bubblegum
bubble
machine,
gum machine ring.
ring
And
pop, plastic,
it
anything.
doesn't matter. She just wants to get married. Well, let me tell you, my friend, marriage is, ain't no bread of roses, and you're really
Bread of
bed
roses.
of roses. And you really got to watch out for those pricks out there.
Honestly, that person who had a panic attack, my friend Natasha, she came from Europe and she got to experience that
Oh.
firsthand in real life. And she just gave me a look, and
You know
like
that
it
look?
was like if looks could kill, I would be dead. And she was like, I can't. And we had to like cross the street to get away from her. But like everybody who was in the vicinity of this person kept leaving.
See, I wonder why.
Well, okay, but
That's
we
crazy.
shouldn't laugh at anxiety because I
It's
also,
not anxiety. It's not getting what she wants. She's always like that.
because I have anxiety and sometimes I have panic attacks. I don't dry heave, but
No, thank God. I'd run the other way.
I think there's only one person in the whole world who could maybe make me dry heave.
If you return from retirement?
No, Ben, not Tom.
No, I meant he would make you dry heave because he would come back to football. But
I mean,
Ben Affleck.
no, I'm dry heaving for Tom because he's not coming back to football.
Yes, but what's your name?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner. Sorry.
I don't think Jennifer Garner's interested, but
No, just sorry. Sorry that the last 5 years you've had to endure.
Enough.
And also to what's his partner's name?
Whose partner? Matt
Dorman.
Damon?
Matt Damon, thank you for not giving her his number.
Yes. Okay. So, if in case you didn't know this, I met Matt Damon in September and I asked him to sign a photo of himself dressed up as Tom Brady, which was apparently very memorable to him. And then I said, would you give Ben my number? Or I don't know if I asked him to give Ben my number or if he could give me
Ben's
Ben's
number.
number, but he just kind of laughed and he was just like, do you really want to deal with that? And I know he meant that as a joke because he loves Ben like very much, but so do I.
But
And
could
I,
you imagine J-Lo?
Jayla was also there. Yeah, she was there. She came, I think, 5 minutes after him. And for the second time, I told her to leave Ben alone.
That's good. Congratulations. I'm proud of you for sticking up for a man that you love.
For sticking up for a man that I love
Deserves. No, he
that
deserves.
doesn't know that I exist.
That's okay.
Yet.
I
I
have
mean, yeah, though that's a lie.
Batman's
He knows that I exist, but
Barbie doll here from
oh, that's true. Yeah, I have a sex toy. It's a Barbie of Ben Affleck.
Sex toy.
Yes, and I took the head, the cowl off, and I shoved it up my crotch.
No, come on now.
How do you know? The deafening silence.
She's just joking right now.
He's still in the
Crazy.
box. He's still attached to the cardboard box, but I did take the cowl off to see if it looked
Speaking of
like
that,
him, but I don't know. Well, speaking of what,
did you
Barbies?
know that they stopped making cherry blossoms? But I got a
Yeah,
box.
and she ate it all within like 2 weeks.
Yeah, why not? Nobody else wants any, so cheers to me.
Everybody else wants it. That's why people are selling it on eBay for $100. I'm telling you, this is a messy show,
But
guys.
that's terrible that they stopped making. You know, I've been eating cherry blossoms since the commercial came out. Buy a cherry blossom, only 15 cents. And me and my mom would share a cherry blossom at Christmas.
Did you know that it's not possible that you started to eat cherry blossoms when they first came out?
Why is that?
Because you were not born?
I didn't say that. I said when I first started to know cherry blossoms, the commercial was buy a cherry blossom, only 15
So
cents.
you must be very old.
I am very old. I'm 108.
Because cherry blossoms, according to Wikipedia, was released in 1890.
That's why it was a tradition. See, my grandma ate cherry blossoms and her mom ate, and she introduced it to my mom.
You guys, I think I told you this before about my aunt. Is she my great aunt? Yeah, my great aunt Pat, who is senile, and she told, she, okay, so she, for those who don't know, she owns a florist, rosary florist. I don't know, what do you call a floral shop? I don't know. She owns a florist, or she is a florist, and she is kind of famous, like locally where she's from. So they keep profiling her like once a year because she's as old as the earth.
Her name changed today.
Yes, her name changed. So I saw an interview of her last year. They profiled her and she said she was 75, and today she said she was 90. So in a matter of 1 year,
But
she
hold
aged
on. My father would be how old if he was alive right now, Melanie?
93.
Okay. And
She's 100 something.
she raised my dad till about the age of 7 or 8. And then my dad, he went away with his dad. They went away on an adventure. My grandma had passed away, but if my father would be 93 today, she is the eldest sister
Of
of
like 10, yeah, I was
11.
gonna say 10.
Of 11 uncles and aunts. My father was the baby of the boys. And my,
No, he was the baby, period.
yes, of the boys, but the girls,
Not
it was
of,
Auntie Ducky and Auntie.
no, his mother died giving birth to him.
Correct. But I'm just saying, on the girls' side, it was the twins that were the youngest, and my dad was the last born. Because my grandma passed away.
Yeah.
So
And
I
somehow,
wanted to call her today and say, "Hi, how are you, you son of a bitch?" Because she
because she, for some reason, hates my grandpa and calls him son of a bitch, even at 90.
because she
At
he
90 years old.
she's not 90, but she called my dad a son of a bitch
You called the cat a son of a bitch.
for killing her mother. But he didn't do that because you see, my grandma willingly laid down with my grandpa and made a baby.
No, she died during childbirth, and in like
Correct.
1932, that was like, it wasn't like now, anyways. But like,
I would hope it was 1932.
how do you go from 75 to 90
90.
in 1 year? And her name is Pachinski, last name, but
Yeah.
today she said Tachinski.
Chichitsky.
No, she said Tachinski. And I don't understand How did your name and your age change in 1 year? I'm like 1,000% sure that she is not listening to this podcast because I don't even think she would know how, but also I'm pretty sure she doesn't like me because I'm the granddaughter of the son of a bitch. So she's not going to hear this, but like if she did, I would tell her maybe it's time to, like retire because you don't know how old you are. Oh, and she also said that in like 70 years of operation that she never had more than like six complaints. And if you go on Google reviews, there's more than six complaints right there. It's like, I don't want to get old. I'm so scared to get old because of this. Like, what if I'm one day I'm so old, I think I'm 70 when I'm like 200.
That's okay.
Is it?
If it's
So
me, I would say this. I'm too old to die.
I think anybody who's over like 25 is too old to die young. You're not young anymore.
Nope.
I'm old.
Very old.
You're not that old.
I'm about to have an expiry date, and I don't know
Can
how I
you
feel.
stop?
I'm curdling.
Can you stop saying things like that?
Have you seen my skin? It's creeping.
Okay, well, not
I
every.
got old people's skin. I woke up one morning and I was old. How'd that happen?
It's called You Never Did Skincare.
No, it's called I lost weight too fast because I'm sick and my doctor, she don't know what to do with me.
And you never did skincare. I
Okay.
bought her lotion for Christmas to help her with this crepe skin. She's like, I don't like it. I don't like the way it feels on my
Feels
skin.
greasy. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling on my skin.
Then you don't really have room to complain.
Well, that's not, I'm not
Has
complaining.
anybody watched Zero Day? Because I started watching it, but it didn't finish. But Robert De Niro was in there with no shirt on. And I just, whoever, whatever, he looks better than 90% of your husbands and boyfriends at 81 years old. Like he is in such good shape and he can still move really fast.
He's got the moves like Jagger.
He what?
He's got the moves like Jagger.
Okay. I am not even sure why my mom is here wanting to. She wanted to be on the podcast, but she is not paying attention and has nothing to say because she's too busy playing Blockbuster,
Blockbuster.
which is an annoying game that there's constantly being off that's constantly being advertised on TikTok. Yeah.
Well, I don't go on TikTok.
You don't go on TikTok?
No, I don't go and play on TikTok, no.
If anybody wants to go on TikTok and have like a deep dive, you should dive into the curious case of Jamie Weisberg. if you follow me on Instagram, you might know that the other day I was really not feeling well and I didn't sleep for like a while. And ask my mom, you can't ask her, but maybe she could tell you what I was doing at 2 in the morning.
I don't know.
You don't remember what I was doing at 2 in the morning the other day?
No. What were you doing? Watching Jamie Weisberg?
No, I was Googling.
Oh my God. She was Googling about her neck, you know?
Googling the age of
Oh my
SpongeBob's.
God. Oh my God. SpongeBob SquarePants. Do you know how old SpongeBob SquarePants is? And we share a birthday.
Share a birthday. I was reading a
That's
thread
what
on
I
Reddit
said.
and somebody else said they shared a birthday with SpongeBob.
Let me clarify. SpongeBob is 39, 38.
Okay, now.
38 years old, and he still can't drive a boat.
And Mr. Krabs and Plankton,
Excuse me.
respectively, are 81 years old.
Is that the sign of needing chocolate?
Oh my God, what the hell?
The
The
coffee?
coughing because you think your sugar's low. This is a very strange podcast.
Sorry.
Do you even have chocolate? What is it, a cherry blossom?
Only 15
Is
cents.
that what you're gonna eat? She's gonna eat her last cherry blossom now because when she coughs, her blood sugar gets low. I don't think taking a drink of water is going to help. The other, oh my God, my mom likes to tell these really embarrassing stories about me, right? Well, now I have one. The other day, we went out and she ate like 10 cherry blossoms in the middle of the night. That they were all stuck to her and whatever. We went out and
And
she,
we had pastries.
no, we didn't, never mind the pastries. First, we go to the mall and she is like, I want a burger, I want a burger, I want a burger.
Sweet potato.
So she got burger and fries. No, you didn't. She had burger and
Oh,
fries.
no, burger and a hot dog.
No, I was getting to the hot dog.
Wait, oh,
She
yeah, there is
had
fries.
burger and fries. And in this time that she's eating, I'm eating my chicken sandwich. And then she's like, I want a hot dog.
So
So she got a hot dog. And then we went to the pastry shop and she had strawberry shortcake.
it wasn't very good, but
And then she had a chocolate ganache
oh, that was very,
croissant.
very good. At two.
And she's in the Uber. And she's like acting five,
Oh my
okay?
God, you would have seen that poor Uber driver. If I would have been the Uber driver, I would have opened the back door and said, get the hell out. My eyes were bugging out of my head. I was going, like that. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm my bad.
She's like, yeah. When I was a kid, I used to go to the store every day and buy candy. No wonder my mom was always mad if I was acting like this. Oh my God. And I used to steal 5 cents out of her purse because I used to be able to get a lot of candy for 5 cents. Now you can't even get any candy for $5. And I said, what are you talking about? You can't get candy for $5. She's like, not good candy, not Lindor. And I'm like, you can get it at the dollar store. And she's like, that's not real Lindor. I mean, like the good kind. Like she was, and then we were stopped in front of the Bulk Barn, and I was like, why don't you get out here and see how much candy you can get for $5? Like she was just acting like a child, and it was, I have videos of it. Maybe I should release the audio.
Oh no,
I think
please
I've,
do. Sure, it might be a good laugh.
maybe I should release the audio. Oh my God, I'm gonna cough now. Excuse me. No, I have a drink. See, this is so weird. It's like we're just talking into a microphone and people are listening. The fact that I have managed to do this 100 times and charted in the category that this podcast is in every time is very bizarre because I do get on here when I don't have guests. I do tend to get on here and just talk about whatever pops up in my head, which is there are a lot of things.
Popping up.
There was a lot of things that go on in my head that are not probably not normal. Like trying to think of one, but there's so many. I don't know. I don't know. Has anyone seen the new? I mean, you can answer this on Instagram. Have you guys seen Selena Gomez's new video? And what do you think about the weird song, the weird lyrics? Like, I'm so creeped out.
Penis.
No, okay. Now she's saying penis to vagina, which is a song that has nothing to do with Selena. It is a song from the movie Emilia Perez, but it's not Selena singing that. How very nice to meet you. I'm here to talk about sex change operation. I see. Man to women, women to men, from penis to vagina. I don't think I have a singing career in my future. So, anyway, there's been 100 episodes of me being ridiculous, which is ridiculous in itself. I don't know what else to say. Like, this is going to be the shortest episode ever because my mom really wanted to be on this podcast, but apparently she has absolutely nothing to contribute. She's,
A lot.
you're not contributing anything. It's not even been like a half an hour.
It hasn't.
No.
What do you think Melanie should dye her hair?
Nellie should not dye her hair.
Never, ever.
Everybody doesn't know the story about what happened when I dyed my hair, like one fucking shade darker, and I had a panic attack, and I thought that my hair was brown, and I was screaming, it's brown, it's brown, it's brown in the bathtub. And then my mom was like, fine, then if you don't like the way that I dye your hair, and she sent, because my mom's a hairstylist, she sent me to this hair salon and they turned my hair gray. We've been through this. And my mom told the people that if they didn't fix it, I was going to rip the door off. And then on my way out, there was a security guard. Like, I would have not ripped the door off, maybe the girl's head, but not the door.
I don't know. She's got a little bit of her dad's temper, let me tell you.
Yeah, well, sometimes you need to have a little bit of my dad's temper because people are stupid. For example, I went out for breakfast the other day. And I don't even like I don't even want to tell this story because it's embarrassing. So the waitress that we had was probably about, she was a, she's a seasoned waitress. I don't want to like she's probably in her 50s, I would say, if not older. Which means she's been doing this for too long to not know how to do her job. So we order whatever. And then she comes to the table and she gives me like just a plate of bacon, even though I ordered bacon and toast. And then she gives my mother like a plate of,
More bacon.
no, sausage.
There's bacon.
No, there was no bacon in there. There was sausage and then rye toast, even though she ordered white toast. And the waitress is like, well, white toast and rye toast sounds exactly the same. Like, where are you getting rye and
Why?
white? And then she's like, such a pleasure to serve you. And then she like walks away. And I'm like, okay, I'm not eating here. And then she looks at me and she's like, you look like you're about to cry. And I was like, no, I'm pissed. Like, how do you screw up this badly? And so I had brought my matcha from Starbucks in there with me. And she goes, oh, you brought in outside beverages. This restaurant, all they have for drinks is coffee, which I don't drink. And then if you want chocolate milk, you can get it, but it's not actually chocolate milk. It's like milk with chocolate syrup in it. And I don't drink cow's milk. Or you can have pop. Cola, soda. Like I want to really, I want to drink soda with my breakfast. I said to her, I can't drink that the cow's milk because I have allergies. Oh, well, that's not my problem. And I said, you are too old for this. And then she's like, oh, now I'm old. Fucking kids. Like I'm not a kid, first of all. But even if I was, you are too damn old to not care about somebody having allergies because you should know at your advanced age that,
What are you picking on advanced age?
because she's probably like in her, I said 50s, but I think she's like 65. But anyway, you don't care about somebody's allergies, but you are old enough to know that if somebody eats something that they're allergic to, they could die. So basically, she wants to commit homicide by breakfast. Like she wants to be on Dateline for killing customers because they don't want to drink soda with their breakfast. Like you, my mom does. She drinks like Pepsi and Coke for breakfast, but I can't. It's just not right. It's just not right. There's so much wrong with it.
Lot wrong with it. Even I shouldn't eat that, but I had a coffee that morning.
Oh my God, the one time I don't see it, I can't really drink coffee because I mean, it wreaks havoc on my stomach. So that's all I'm going to say. We're not going to get into it. Nobody needs to know what it does to my stomach, but you can, I'm sure you can imagine.
Okay,
So there is that. Okay,
there is
what?
that. Now there's a good announcement. One of your friends won an award this week.
What? Oh, yeah. I mentioned that already. Brian and Dave, the buddies, they won Faces of Ottawa award for best new book, which probably a lot of you guys voted for because I was posting it every single day. So they were already on here to talk about their book. There's two. So the new one is The Surprise Party, and the first one is Jungle Buddies: A Race to Remember, and the second one is Jungle Buddies: The Surprise Party. And you can buy these books if you have kids. I don't have any kids. I don't want any kids. I have Lacey, and I don't think she can understand when I read to her. So if you want to check them out, you can go on Amazon, like global worldwide, and you can just type in the buddies. Excuse me, the buddies, the Jungle Buddies, and it'll pop up, and you can buy a book, and it comes in English, French, and Spanish. And nobody is paying me to say this.
Congratulations, Dave and Brian.
Oh, here.
Yay!
Mom, can you tell me what is my favorite podcast that I listen to?
Yeah, Liddy and Chitty in the Big Bad City.
But I told you that they changed their name.
Yeah, to No Brains, Just
Nope.
Body. I don't know.
No. All body, no
No
brains.
brains. All body, no brains in the big bad city.
There's no in the Big Bad City. Would you recommend other people to watch and listen to All Body, No Brains? Why
No,
are
because they're
you all
they're
brains?
all
I mean, no
brains.
brains.
They have brains.
No, you were like,
Because I don't have any brains.
oh my.
When I was young, my brother said to me, "You know, you have two brains." And I thought, "What the hell?" Okay, I was like five. "You have two. One fell out and the other ran after it. So that means I'm brainless." But another one was, when God said brain, you thought he said train and you missed yours. So
You used to say that to me when I was a kid.
that was Gary. That was your uncle.
I don't have any uncles. I don't have any uncles. I never
Last
had any
brain was your
uncles.
$1 million.
Okay. But I think you're all body, no brains because I asked you to talk about that.
Well, I don't really know much about them other than the Litty and Shitty and the Big
You
Bad
don't
City.
remember Emily's song?
No. What's her
Oh.
song? You know, I have Kraft disease. Do you know what that is? Can you spell Kraft? Like the craft,
Like
not Kraft
craft
dinner.
dinner, spelled Crafty.
Yeah, because I can't remember a fucking thing. I'm sorry.
You can't remember Emily's song?
No, let's play it and see
Okay,
if I
let's see if
remember it.
she could remember it. I mean, I know all the lyrics. Emily, this is free promotion for you. And Emily's actually a really great singer. This is just her being silly. And I'm gonna play the song now. Hold on. This is Emily's song.
Find myself rising up.
Oh, that's Melanie.
Same.
But I've never heard a fatter lie. Like 40 to $100 stupid fucking things.
That's you.
That is me. Then I bought a couple throw pillows. Filthy little ass. Hand soap.
You have lots of soap.
I have lots of mugs too.
You bought me bath bombs. Don't buy me those anymore.
I bought my mom bath bombs, and apparently
No,
some.
it's not true.
Don't know why,
You know,
but
we have to lighten the mood. We're getting ready to move and we want to kill each other. You know, packing is so much fun.
no, I want to go down to take my filthy little ass over to Marshall's and buy some stuff.
No. You know, when we moved here, it was temporarily.
Oh, I don't think people even know that we
And then
moved here.
I left everything packed because
Because I have so much stuff and there's like nowhere to put it.
but Melanie's friends send her things by the dozen and I take her shopping and of course.
Can you name five things that my friends have sent me specifically?
Yes, I can tell you
You don't have to
that.
say who sent it. Just name
Okay.
like five things that were sent to me.
A screw ring and bracelet.
You mean Cartier?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, Cartier ring and bracelet. Another pink heart bracelet.
What?
Do 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 do
That was a
do do.
ring.
That's what I meant, a
You said a
ring.
bracelet.
Sorry, it was a heart ring. Yeah, and then there's been pops.
Yeah, okay. Can you name five of them? The silence.
Barbie, Barbie, Barbie,
Nope, I don't
wicked,
have five Barbie.
wicked,
Nobody
wicked.
bought Skip Pops, only just one. I bought all the rest myself.
Okay, and then I can tell you about these beautiful red high heel shoes.
No, I mean, okay.
Ah,
Name five things that have been sent to me since I moved in here. Because all the stuff that you named, I didn't live here when it was sent to me.
okay, well, when you moved in here, you got I don't know. There's so much.
You can't name five things.
You got pops.
No pops. Forget the
Can I go
pops.
look in the closet?
No. You
I don't know. There's
can't.
so much.
You
Oh,
remember.
she got a Hello Kitty purse. Was it a Hello Kitty purse?
No,
No,
it's
it was a
Barbie.
Louis Vuitton, but a Barbie
Yeah,
purse.
it's a Barbie purse.
And
That's one.
that's one. A phone, two phone cases, one with Mr. Goodman. He played that character. What it, Boo, Boo, you were Boo.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters,
And
Inc.
there was a Louise Belcher one, which I
There
don't know
was a
where it is.
Louise Belcher one, and then there's been an Andrew Garfield one, and pillows from
Please, why do you need to reveal this Andrew Garfield crap?
Pillows and
Nobody
Chucky.
here is interested in Andrew Garfield,
Okay,
period.
and Chucky pillow.
Yeah, I got a chalky pillow from Brad Dourif. Yep.
Yeah, so that's more than a lot
That's
more than
four.
five.
You're at four.
Okay, and your friend from New York sent you
I have so many friends in New York.
that pop for Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, the pink the Valentine's Day Glinda. I'm obsessed with Wicked, and she didn't even mention that somebody sent me the Wicked Steelbook.
Never seen that. You never showed me that.
I did show it to you, but you just don't pay attention to me
No,
because
not
you're
a
busy
fish.
playing in the casino.
Oh, the casino, the casino. Let's not talk about.
Let's not gamble. Don't gamble. It's irresponsible.
But she'll say to me, "Can you go in the casino
I
with
don't
me?"
play. I don't play casinos because I went to the casino when I was 18, and I lost $20 and cried. So, like, I and Dennis, I was at the casino with Dennis, and we were. I put $20 in the machine, and Dennis pressed max bet, and I was ready to kill him. But then I won, so I got like an. I got my 20 back, and then another 20, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I do not. And at the same day, my mom is like, wait, I still have a quarter like on the way out. Like, I do not understand why people want to gamble. Like, you could take that money and buy something. Like, I like to have things.
I like to have a bank account.
How can you have a bank account when you're playing in the casino?
It's not playing in the casino, it's buying new things.
What things do you buy me?
Everything?
What are you saying, that I don't buy anything for myself?
No, but everything that you want,
Not
I go.
everything.
No, I know. I didn't buy you
She buy me a lot of things.
I didn't buy.
I need to burp, but I'm holding it in. Sorry.
Oh, it's the I yay. I just brought you up better
I
than
just
that.
want to know why my burps taste like fish t sticks. And I don't even eat fish sticks. Fish are friends. I do not eat fish.
Oh, a fish head
No,
salad
no,
is
no,
the
no, no.
question.
Fish heads, fish. I used to annoy Dennis with this song that was like, fish heads. Roly poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. I have a song that I remember from like a long time ago that, if, I mean, I don't want to talk about politics or the president because I think he's an absolute beep. But he keeps talking about this man from Canada. So,
Doug.
no, it's not Doug. So I'm waiting. I'm just waiting for the day that Mr. Trump starts singing Wayne Gretzky, the only man I'd have sex with, Wayne Gretzky. I wonder what he looks like naked. I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the great one. I wonder what it would be like to have sex with the league's leading scorer, Wayne Gretzky. I know he's a married man, but maybe he'd be attracted to me, Donald Trump, stupid American man, Wayne Gretzky, very handsome Canadian man. That's the song, but they don't say Donald Trump, they say the real name. And it's a real song, and it's by Gold Member. I don't know. My friend Katie showed me that song when I used to be really like deep into hockey, which is a really long time ago. And now I'm just sitting here wondering why nobody has made a song called Tom Brady, the only man I'd have sex with. Tom Brady, I'd be intimate with Tom Brady. Why is there some? No, I wouldn't even mention the football part.
We like to have sex with the golden boy,
Well, he's the goat.
with the goat.
You and
Oh,
her.
we could make, oxtail with the goat's tail.
Mom, stop. Stop it. I'm just rambling. Next month, I mean, maybe I will try to get this person to come on here, but I don't know if they will. Next month, my friend Grant is coming out. No, that sounds bad. It sounds like he's coming out as gay. Next month, my friend Grant has a movie coming out. It's called The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck and John Bernthal and Grant Harvey. Remember that name because he's so talented. It makes me sick. Like,
He's the next
he's the next, well, he could, yeah, he's maybe the next Marlon Brando. I've said it before, but if he hears this, which he will, because I'm totally going to clip this and make and play it on Instagram. Grant is brilliant. And I know a lot of you guys probably don't know his work, or you don't, especially not by name recognition.
and educate yourself.
Go see The Accountant 2. It comes out on April 25th, I think. I'm not sure. I could be completely wrong. So I'm going to Google that. The accountant. I always Google stuff while I'm on here, which is so weird of me, right? Yeah, April 25th. And Grant is in there and he's playing Cobb and he is going to be amazing. I haven't seen it. I don't even need to see it to know that it's going to be so good. I mean,
So good.
his episode, his episode. His episode of Criminal Minds gives me PTSD because he plays a sociopath really well. Mom, do you have anything else to say? Because I feel like we're just, this is an episode 100 of rambling.
Well, I was rambling because I just wanted to make sure that the person that texted me knew that I don't care.
So she wanted to come on the podcast just to discuss a person texting her asking for the location of a celebrity that I'm friends with. So she didn't actually want to be on the podcast. She just wanted to say that, which really could have been a phone call.
Tom Brady, come out of retirement. Tom
I really
Brady,
wish he would come out of retirement.
you put my daughter in a depression. Tom Brady, you better come to Canada and
No.
fix this mess.
The only way to fix it.
Oh, like
Oh my God.
to see Tom Brady at my door,
Dude,
fixing the mess he
be
made.
careful what you wish for.
Because I get tears all the time. Why did he
Oh my.
retire?
That's not true.
Oh, it is Tom. Don't be fooled. She's definitely a Brady's
I'm a Brady
lady.
lady, yes, but I don't cry.
You're an armchair
Armchair quarterback.
quarterback. And do you know how many years you costed me
Toss.
that she could have help me clean or cook? Oh no. No, I'm playing football. Be careful.
I'm
Oh
playing
yeah,
football.
you are the armchair
I
quarterback.
mean, I
And
would.
when you'd have a good throw there, she'd be out, she's jumping up and down like a mad woman with her blue and red and white.
How many times would you
Thank you,
say?
Tom Brady.
How many games did I jump up and down and my hair fell out?
Oh, a few.
It happened during the Super Bowl.
I
Because
remember the Super Bowl when his mom wasn't doing well and he came back, and oh my God,
Super Bowl 51.
51, that was it, because I started watching in 50.
And you don't care. That game was, you were sleeping.
I was sleeping. I don't understand football and I don't want to. But Tom Brady,
Stop with the singing.
you need to come out of retirement.
I mean, a lot of people don't know about my the things that I post on Twitter because they don't follow
Do
my
you know how
personal
many
Twitters.
times when we were in a store, and if anybody put Tom Brady down, oh my God, I had to pull the girl out of the
No, I
store.
used to, people would walk by wearing like jerseys from any other team, and I would say, your fucking team sucks. And like now I can't do that anymore because no, because I don't have a team. I don't have a team. But
Well, let's get you a jersey that says broadcaster.
no, I don't want to be a broadcaster. I just do this. This is just something that I
You don't
do
want
as
to be
a.
an armchair.
No, I don't want to do his broadcasting with him. I posted about Tom Brady 4 days ago. It says, when Tom Brady posts a photo of himself throwing a football and captions it true love, and then it's like a GIF, whatever you want to call it, of Elizabeth Banks that says, come on back. You know what? I have to mention this. I tweeted about this. It has been 9 years since Dove Cameron became so enraged over me saying that I didn't like her cover of Genie in a Bottle. And this culminated in Teen Vogue not fact-checking anything and posting an article about how graciously she handled, in quotations, Melanie Affleck's hate. Like, what? That's
Melanie
not my name.
Affleck.
Anyway, there wasn't actually any hate. It was just like my opinion that I thought that nobody should cover. If you've ever heard Christina Aguilera sing, nobody should touch that because they can't. Like, she's so good. And then Dove's fans were like tagging Dove and me and telling me to, unalive myself. And she said nothing. Nothing. It has been 9 years. Okay. And I just want to say this. I have all the respect in the world for Dove's talent. She's insanely talented. My opinion.
Is that the Dove from Bob's Burgers?
No, there's no Dove from Bob's Burgers.
The Dove that both the people
I don't know. I
go.
can't. She walked away, so we can't even hear her very well. So Dove Cameron is a super talented girl, but me not liking her cover of Genie in a Bottle was not a reason for her to send me like 25 tweets about how I was wrong, and then not even correcting her fans when they told me to unalive myself. But I would like to think that Dove has grown as a human being and would not react the same way 9 years later. And Dove, if you're listening to this, you're not. If you see your fans telling people to kill themselves, you should tell them to stop because nobody on the internet knows what somebody else is going through, and you don't know if their comments might send them, to over the edge and kill themselves. And I don't think anybody should die because they didn't like a certain person's version of a song. I get so much hate on Twitter because I like Ariana Grande, and I get so many people sending me like nasty messages about her body. And I don't think her body is my business or yours or anybody's body. Nobody's body is anybody else's business. Like, unless you're sleeping with her or whatever, then maybe it's your business. But just people online with all these stan wars and stuff, you guys need to stop being so hateful towards each other. And now I sound like Jerry Springer. Because I don't know if anybody's ever watched Jerry Springer, but he used to say at the end, take care of yourselves and each other. So my mom's leaving now. So I guess we're going to.
Is all a happy spring.
I thought she was going to say Merry Christmas.
Stay safe. Have a great summer because I won't be back.
How do you know that?
Not till this, not till the end of summer. I'm on holidays.
Oh, okay.
Call my agent.
Oh, she doesn't have an agent. So yeah, I guess this is it for the shit show. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And if you made it this far, you deserve like $1 million because even I am like, what the fuck? I hope you laughed, if nothing else. Yeah, I want to thank my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can find them on Instagram. You can also find my other sponsor, Huxware, HUXWEAR, on Instagram. That is the moisture wicking camel toe eliminating underwear made for women by women. And then, of course, Snack Conscious, the protein balls that actually taste good at SnackConcious. So, Snack Conscious on Instagram. And also, if you don't already, like, yay, we just made it to 4,000. But if you don't already follow the Instagram for this podcast, please do. It's at This Blonde Can Talk. Of course, most of you are already following me on my personal. So, of course, you can always send me your recommendations there. Let me know who you want to hear from. Let me know what you want to hear about. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. So, happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe. Don't drink too much. Oh no, my mom has one more thing to say, but she's like so far away that I'm gonna have to ramble until she gets here to tell you what the thing is. Okay, she's here.
Girls on TikTok, you don't need to show your booty to be beautiful.
Oh
Keep it
wow.
classy.
I'm speechless. Thanks for tuning in, and I will be
Oh.
back next week. I believe next week I will have a guest for you, but it's not a celebrity guest, doesn't matter. Guests are fun, and this particular guest does have something that they want to introduce you to. So we will probably do that next week. at episode 101. I need to get to exactly 2 years of content before Tom Bergeron will come back. So I'm almost there. But Tom will be back, and I'm so excited for him to be back. And like I said, Lucas Grabeel will be here in June, and I will have Francis Ford Coppola here eventually. And you know what? I'm just going to put this out there into the world. I would really like to have Jesse Eisenberg on this show, and because I would really like to have it, I will. That's pretty much all I. What? My mom just said that I should invite the guy with the teeth, Tom Davidson, onto my show. I don't know who Tom Davidson is, and I don't know what the teeth has to do with anything. Because when she said that, I thought she meant Colin Jost. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, and I need to shut up. And if you tuned in this long, let me know because I'm interested. Bye.
This podcast is in no way affiliated with The Real Emma Stone.